Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Bryce Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about, it's almost that time of year again. Spring is only 2 weeks away, which will be on March 20th of this year. And, you know, I'm going to talk about a little bit spring plans and summer ideas and, you know, we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about different things and, how active the winter was, but mainly we're here to talk about, you know, the springtime, and eventually we'll get into the, you know, summer plans too, but mainly we'll talk a little bit about those too. If you enjoyed this, you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast. Share the podcast around with your fellow podcast listeners. And stay tuned for more great episodes like this. So, without further ado, let's get this show started. So, today is the 28th of February, the last day in February for this year at the time I'm making this recording. Spring will be in 2 weeks this year on the 20th of March of this year, 2025. Before I get into the whole spring thing, I want to talk about crazy, just how crazy active the winter pattern has been. Not just here, but countrywide too, like nationally. You know, I will say for us, it was crazy to start the year off with that snowstorm on the 5th of January. Luckily, I wasn't there because I was in Florida, which some of you know that. I mean, if you haven't listened to the 23rd episode, I already talked about all that entire trip, so I don't want to talk about much of that in today's episode. Not to mention how cold it has been, especially with the polar vortexes. Not once, twice. Of course, the second time was through the 20th and through the 23rd, especially here, when we had 10, 15, 20 below zero, which was out of control. And that is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. There was one day in February where it was in the 60s. I was like, oh, that's perfect. So I did take the bike out because I have an e-bike. I had to go to the gas station to get it pumped. I had to get the air pumped in the tires because you didn't have much pumped in there. Last time I had it in there and pumped in there was Memorial Day. And that was the last time that I got it pumped. I still used it, but just hadn't pumped any air in the tires since then. So it was getting that time to do it. And then we had the crazy snowstorm of, what was it? 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Which is crazy. You know, just crazy cold. Now, we have been in the 50s. I mean, it's cold right now. It's in the morning right now as I'm recording. But it you know, it's supposed to be in the 50s again. It rained yesterday with some thunder in there. And I thought, you know, it'd be so dope if I took this Zoom H1 recorder that I'm using right now to record this, take it outside. Because, I mean, this right now, this recorder is stereo microphones and 32-bit float audio. So, putting this recorder outside like that during a thunderstorm, assuming that it is protected and safe, and I'd need a windscreen, as you can tell. I need to get one, especially recording stuff like this, because you know how sensitive the Zoom H1 mic is. With that being said, we had that, and we also had one little Wednesday, but not as much as yesterday, Thursday. That's what it's been like. At least we're on an upward trend. I mean, I know we'll probably get down because it's Ohio, right? It always goes up and down all over the place and whatever. So, and then in the next couple weeks, what am I thinking of doing? Well, of course, bike rides, of course. Been DXing the FM band. The conditions have improved, especially Wednesday. I mean, nothing's as, I mean, it's just, as long as it's an improvement, I mean, that's pretty good. With tropo conditions on the FM band, and that's great. And also spending time outside. Who knows? I might fly stuff out there. The helicopters or the UFOs. Probably not much UFOs, but the drones, and spend more time outside. Got an old swing set, so that's always fun. You know, especially if it's big enough, I can, you know, listen to stuff, get my phone or whatever while I'm out there. It's kind of nice. What else? Just a lot of things. Of course, my birthday is in April, so that's a few months from now. We gotta talk about, we have Ableton Live 12, which has been a year since it was released last year. Last year in March, we had Ableton Live 12 being released on the 5th last year. It's close to spring, but not exactly. But it was pretty good because it kind of helped with accessibility and screen readers, because you know how great that is, how that is now than it was before. It looks like it has been improved a lot more than it was when I tried Ableton 9 Lite. I had Lite because I didn't want to spend a shitload of money on Ableton Suite or Intro. If wouldn't sure if I would be able to use all that. I mean, that's a lot of money if you look at that, if you look at the prices for it. But anyway, what else? Yeah, so we're gonna do all that. A lot of memories, of course. Hope to figure out in the bars or stuff like that. Hang out in the patio. I like the Twin Peaks out in the patios too. They have a patio out too to hang out, so I can eat out. Also, I have a table outside to eat out too if I wanna have food out when I'm out there. And who knows? I might even take my Boofang radio out there, the BFF 8HP Pro, when I'm outside. You know, it might be fun to pick up certain things on the Boofang while I'm outside. And, I think that would be awesome. And, we got spring stuff going on. Of course, baseball will be starting up in 2 months. Well, it will be a month come tomorrow's March starts, but come April, May, you'll start seeing more games. Last year, I was actually out at a Columbus Clippers game back in the end of May. And I went out, you know, there. That's, you know, during that time, pretty fun there. Nice time and weather, too. So, you know, those are a couple things. Of course, the pool will be opening up, I hope, this month. Probably next month. Well, Grandma's side, her pool will start to open up then. The pool I have here at home is an above ground, so we'll probably get that open later on, but she has the company Clearwater, so she'll have them open that pool up, and that'll be a great time, as usual. Especially get that Wonder Boom 3 and play all that music while hanging out in the water, baby, and all that great stuff that I talk about. See, soon enough, it'll be summer, and then we'll be DXing again, and then, because Sporadic E-Skip will most likely be back. Well, it should be back in spring, late spring anyway, with Sporadic E-Skip as well, aside from our tropospheric ducting, and we should get that back And hopefully it won't be as long until we get Skip here in the Midwest, because last year's DX season, it was kind of rough, but I talked about that here in the other, on one of the podcast episodes here. But it was crazy, you know, I mean, everybody, especially in the South, everybody got their Skip, and I'd say till the end of June and July is when we finally had Skip activity here in the Midwest, example here in Ohio. So, and I know for a fact, because I have the FMDX Watchdogs Facebook group that I joined, and I know this because I, well, DX myself, but also because some people elsewhere in the South having Skip and people right here don't. And it was kind of an interesting pattern. Don't know if it had to do with any of the solar flares we had on Mother's Day weekend last year. What kind of effect? Because that was a pretty big solar activity event going on. So, I don't know what had anything to do with that. Because there was a pretty crazy time where it was pretty affected by it. Well, I would assume because of how that went. I'd also, speaking of spring, hope to do the bang snaps again. I still have a whole bag of bang snaps. Two boxes of bang snaps. I think three or two. Parents got me more bang snaps when they were out of town to bring home. And they at a place called TNT Fireworks in Tennessee, and brought these bang snaps here, and I used quite a lot of it last year in the summer, especially, and fall. So, only bad thing is, I won't be able to do it in the deck, because we had a new deck out there, because ours was so old. And we got this new deck, and, you know, I would, you know, scratch it up, which kind of sucked, because I don't want to go outside in the driveway or somewhere else and let it rip. You know, when I could just go out in the back and open a door and just let it rip, right? You know? So, that's the only thing. I hope to also, I mean, well, we don't have firecrackers, but when we do, put those in the fireplace like we did last year. That was a lot of fun. You know, we did that in the summer and the fall. I mean, we don't have any firecrackers now, but, or else we would do it in the spring. I could put bang snaps in the fireplace. I know those go off. I've actually thrown adult snaps in the fireplace. They're called adult snaps, you know, the big snappers, the loud as fuck bang snaps. And, they are, they would go off a little bit in the fireplace, but the firecrackers were dope. You know, the firecrackers, when they went off, they were dope. So, Fourth of July parties would be dope. And I want to switch gears to the summer a little bit too, because the Columbus Air Show is returning. And this time we'll have the Blue Angels return, because they played 2 years ago. Last year, the Thunderbirds flew around. Thunderbirds had their show. And I was actually there. Now, this time, it's going to be in later, sometime in August. Why they would do an air show like that in August, I have no clue. Because they've been doing it in June lately for the past 2+ years so far, and why they switched over there, I have no idea. Why that would be the case, is beyond me. So spring will be here. I mean, I still have a lot of great activities to do, and leading out to the summer and fall, so that's what I wanted to get into here too. And we have the fairs and festivals, you know, like the Ohio State Fair, which I have to return to. I went there last year. It was dope. The Sweet Corn and Millersport, which we were there for about several hours there, and the Circleville Pumpkin Show in the fall, which is what I was there last year as well, and I had a better vlog than I did over the Sweetcorn because my a GoPro had ran out of storage capacity, ran out of space while I was filming the Ferris wheel. And that was one of the first rides that I did over at the Sweetcorn. So I was pissed about that because I had, you know, had that thing going, had a couple, not as many recordings, but there's more stuff that I wanted to film. So we'll have to see what happens when it comes to that. But all I know is we're gonna be back out sooner or later, as you know, be quicker than you know it. And it'll be another good time had by all. And now that I have the Boofwang BFF8HP Pro, it would be good to take it to the air show during late summer, since it has access to the airport frequencies. Though, I mean, they do play some conversations through the loudspeaker from the communication through the people. I think having the Boofwang radio, the Boofwang BFF8HP Pro, to have that would be pretty good. Although the only bad thing is, there isn't a headphone jack to plug in the headphones too, so you can't use a headphone jack like but I mean it has a mic jack but not a headphone jack, which I guess most models don't have anyway, but still, like, you think most radios, especially handhelds, have headphone jacks. Well, I mean, how come BTEC, the makers of the Boofwang models, not have a headphone jack on any of their radios? And I mean, you'll have the mic jack, but no headphone jack. I mean, most handhelds I've had, even walkie-talkies, have a thing to hook up to headphones, and you can't do it on these radios. Unless you have something else to do it with, hook up the headphones, but you ain't gonna be able to do that with the BFF8HP Pro 7th generation 8 watt handheld radio. And that was my previous podcast episode talking about that radio. But the time, spring will almost be sprungin once that time comes, and then I also will take the Texon outside too to DX too. I'll go out on the deck and do some DX out there. So that's what'll happen this year, I think, and I think it'll be pretty good as always. Well, that'll be the end of this new episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the show and let me know your thoughts in the comments, especially if you're using Spotify, because they have a new tool where you can comment on podcast episodes, which is great. And if you're on, like, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, review the podcast. If you have any thoughts, feedback, suggestions, all that good stuff. And we will be back. I will be back again for another episode soon. So stay tuned for more great episodes like this. And hit your boy up on Mastodon, blindedconvo.cussa. And we'll and follow me there for more content on Mastodon. And that'll be it. So, thanks for listening, and peace out.